On Tuesday, we got a solid U.S. retail sales print, despite what the headline data was telling us, and we got more hawkish Fed speak. This was enough to punch more holes into the expectation the Fed will be leaning more accommodative on policy in the months ahead. And so it was back to broad-based U.S. dollar demand and downside pressure in stocks. Meanwhile, the euro and pound were suffering on their own fundamentals as well, with the euro hit on a big German ZEW miss and the pound selling off on disappointing U.K. employment numbers. The Canadian dollar was, however, able to hold up better than most on Tuesday after taking in a hotter-than-expected Canada CPI print. Key standouts on Wednesday's calendar come from Eurozone inflation reads, U.S. housing starts and building permits, and a batch of central bank speak from various ECB and Fed officials. That's all for now.